Hi, this is Travis Robertson. Thank you for downloading the Lake Norman Church of Christ Sermon Podcast. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, check out our website at lakenormancoc.org. We would also like for you to visit with us at a worship service. You are always welcome at the Lake Norman Church of Christ.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me. Does anybody know what that's from? You do, Colton? You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me. Sandlot. There you go. A movie that was made in 1993. It's about a bunch of kids during the summertime. Scotty Smalls, he moves into this new little town, and the only way he makes friends is through baseball. So it goes throughout the movie. These kids are getting to know each other, and they're just having a blast. It's summertime. It's baseball time. So they love it, and they're having a blast. And so they're all sitting around the campfire one night, and this kind of brute of a kid named Ham in the movie, he looks over at Scotty Smalls, he said, "You want a s'more?" He says, "What? Do I want what?" He said, "Do you want a s'more?" He said, What do I want?" He said, "Do you want a s'more?" He didn't understand that it was s'mores, you know, the juicy, you know, marshmallow, chocolate, graham cracker cookie that you make over the fire. And so finally Ham just gets aggravated with him. He says, "You're killing me, Smalls, you're killing me." So it's a cute part of the movie. You just have to be there, I guess. You know, thinking back, thinking about baseball, for me, it's precious memories for me. I remember growing up, and about this time of year, you would always start to think about, all right, baseball's just right around the corner. It's exciting to be here. It's exciting that we're getting ready to start up with our baseball teams. I can remember playing T-ball and moving up to fast pitch, and, you know, it's just the fun of it, the smell of the springtime air, the joy of seeing all your friends out there again playing baseball. You know, it's something magical about that. Something magical about the time as a little boy experiencing that. And I remember I loved it. That was me. But I can remember the last game I ever played, though. May 3rd, 1982. It was a Saturday. I can remember that day. It was a hot day. It was a super hot day in May. And I can remember playing. I was a catcher at the time, and I can remember playing, and it was so hot that you're sweating and everything. I remember the inning, it was like the second inning, I believe. I'm catching and I'm going after a foul ball. So, you know, as a catcher, you got to be quick. You got to jump up. You're ripping off your mask and you're running over there. You're trying to catch the ball. Well, you go back over and you pick up your mask and you put it back on your head. And I can feel the sand going across my chin as I pull the mask down on it. I can remember the sweat in my eyes and just the grit and everything. But that was the joy of it. That was the fun of it because we're playing baseball. But I knew I was getting ready to go up and bat the next inning, and I was like the third batter up. And so when I got up there to bat, I hit the ball and I made a double. Got on second base, and I was like, all right, you know. Well, the next guy got up, Jason Pete, one of my best friends. He was a shortstop. He played shortstop every year we played. And I can remember him getting up to bat, and I knew he could hit. And he got up there, and he hit the ball, and he hit it good. So I took off running to third base, and I could see my coach doing like this, go, go, go. Well, as I round third base, I can see him saying, stop, stop, stop. Well, I was committed. And so I'm running to home plate, and I see the biggest catcher ever standing there with the ball in his glove waiting for me to come in. So I go as hard as I can. I'm going to knock this ball out of his mitt. So I hit that guy. I hit him hard. But when I did, he went up and come back down. He landed on my leg, my left leg. Broke my tibia and fibula about 4 inches above the ankle. But I can remember my brother yelling, touch home plate, touch home plate. So I stand up and I go to touch home plate. Of course, my leg goes, boom. And I fall and I touch home plate. I was safe. I knocked the ball out of his glove. But that was the last time I ever played baseball as a little kid. And those memories, I love those memories. But they stopped right then. You know, and that it's hard. I know it's just baseball. But that was a part of my growing up, and those were the good times I remember. You know, when we sit here and we think about memories of times gone by, they could be good memories, they could be bad memories. Things that haunt us today or things that just make us smile, like a story of a baseball. You know, a couple years ago, a good friend of mine came up to me, he said, Andy, he said, I got something for you. Dad found this. I said, all right, and he showed it to me. It's my baseball glove. I haven't picked it up in years. Still can get my hand in it. It's a little bit tighter than it was you know, back in 1982. But it's still my glove, and it still makes me smile. I could still probably catch a few baseballs with it. But if you look at it now, you can see all my doodling on it, my drawings and stuff like that. You can see the palm's a little worn out. It's a little crusty, a little dried, but still usable. It's still a good memory. You know, as Christians, we live a life that's, sometimes it can be struggles. It can be hard on us. It can be good. It can be beautiful. But you know, those memories that we have as Christians are something that's so precious that we need to remember and hold on to carry us through this life. I can remember when I was baptized into Christ, 1991. That was beautiful. It's a precious memory. I'll never forget. But you know what's more precious than that? Are the memories of being able to help kids learn about God. The memories of being able to help adults learn more about God. To be able to teach them based off of the memories I have of how precious God has been to me. You know, when we think about our faith, we think about our faith as something that's, it consumes us, right? Well, our faith can be like this old glove where it gets set aside and we forget about it for years. It could be 10 years. It could be 20 years. But our faith is something that we need to grab hold of and not let go of. It's something that's so dear to us, so special to us. As this memory of baseball is to me, my faith, my God, is that special, more special to me. It's hard to put into words how special that is. Because of the troubles and the trials that I face in my life, because of the issues that I might, you know, as somebody said the other day, they said, you know, why do you always ask God to bless the mess that you create before you even went to Him in prayer to ask Him to help you make the right decision so you don't create the mess? You know, we're blessed. And when we look at how life gets in the way sometimes, life will cause us to stumble and sometimes just put our Bible to the side. And we soon forget how important that is. But now as we are growing older and as we're gaining more understanding about how we're supposed to live in this world, I'm seeing more and more each day that I need to be stronger, to remember the precious gift of God that is in my life. You know, when we look at Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, I gave Robin the wrong chapter earlier. I gave him the wrong book completely. I sent him a note. I said, did I say 1 Peter or 2 Peter? He said, you said first. Well, I meant second. I appreciate him getting the songs together for 1 Peter. But we look at this, we look at 1 Peter, or 2 Peter, I'm sorry, chapter 1. We see something that's going to remind us of what we need to be doing. Starting off in verse 3, it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. See, that's something that I can forget on Mondays and on Tuesdays. Then on Wednesday, I start to think more about God again. Through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness, through these He's given us His very great and precious promise, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in this world caused by evil desires. When we look at this, we see how God provides. He provides everything we need. And the encouragement from His Word is something that we need to lean on every day. When our memories get the best of us, our troubles and our strifes, we need to remember what God has told us, the promises that He's given us, the hope for tomorrow, that the things that happened in the past don't define how we're going to live in the future. And we look at this, we look in verse 5, it says, For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge. And to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective or unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I read this earlier, when it says ineffective or unproductive. How often in my walk as a Christian am I ineffective and unproductive for God? I allow my worldly passions to get in the way. I allow my desires to get in the way. And I fail to remember the promise that was made to me and how special it is, that relationship that I have with God. That's an unbreakable relationship unless I want to break it, right? And he goes on, he says, unproductive in knowledge of our Lord Jesus. But if anyone does not have them, excuse me, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. See, when we talk about memories, the beautiful memories that we have, growing up as a child, playing baseball, those are things that I hold dear, that I hold them close to my heart. But I also have memories that cause me to slip away, to fall away, to not do the things that I'm supposed to be doing. They hold me back. But God has given us something so precious, the knowledge that we need to have to be able to battle through those things that we face in this life. The brotherly kindness, you know, the kindness that we show one another. Most importantly, the love that we have for one another. I don't know how I can make it through life without the love of my brothers and sisters in Christ, young and old. You know, from the youngest, Karina, I set her up just a minute ago, and we were talking about my baseball glove, and I said, what looks older, my baseball glove or Dale? She said, Dale. And I was like, what? But that's the beautiful thing we have, is this family, the family of God. The presence of being here with you is such a blessing that we should hold dear. So the memories of in the future, we can look back and say, do you remember being at church that night? Do you remember hugging Miss Shirley? Do you remember all these things, the precious things? The things that we take for granted right now are the dear things that we'll hold to our heart in the future. So tonight as we come together, you know, I'm standing here talking about a simple thing. What did I do with it? We're talking about a simple thing. My glove, my baseball glove, and my memories of being a kid. Those are great. But when we look at what God has done for us, we'll continue on here in 1 Peter, and we'll be done here in just a second. He goes on, he says in verse 10, he says, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he goes on in verse 12, he says, so I will always remind you of these things. There's that remembrance of these things. He says, I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. We have that truth, we understand that truth, but we do forget at times. But he goes on, he says, I think it's right to refresh your memory. To refresh your memory, as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me, and I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. So when we remember those who have gone on before us, as Peter and as Paul and all the others, we see the teachings that they've had, the influence they've had on our life. So memories are good. The truth is good. So tonight, we have this opportunity to take the old things, things that are good, things that we enjoy to remember. We can remember those things. But we also have those things that hold us back. But as God says in Hebrews 8, I can't remember the exact verse now, he remembers no more. All the faults and all the failures, all the sins, he says, I'll remember no more. So tonight as we come together, we get to celebrate our God, one that has been so precious to us, has been so forgiving to us, to give us hope to be with him someday. So as you young people, you know, you're making these memories now, the baseball memories or whatever, the sport or game or whatever it is, or the playing out here in the backfield with Jonathan and Angie playing kickball. Those are the beautiful memories that we have. We get to share those things. But most importantly, we get to share this memory of being one in body and in spirit as a family of God. So tonight, you have that opportunity to become part of this family through baptism. But also, tonight, you have the opportunity to to forget those things of the past, to give those to God, to come forward and ask for God to guide you, to give you the presence of mind that you know that you're a child of His, to clear yourself. So I challenge you to do that as we stand and sing.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus.